My brother was very sick from the operation Mengele did on him. I was too, but not as bad as him. He couldn't walk and had to lie the whole time. Pa was also so sick that he was laid up in bed. Mom used to rise early, take a backpack, walk to the station, and catch a train. At 7 or 8 p.m., she returned with potatoes or whatever else she'd managed to beg. I thought to myself, things can't go on this way. And somehow I had 20 or 30 pfennigs, I don't know how much. I saw a brush outside the Hertie department store at Central Station. The store was formerly called Tietz. And I bought it for 50 or 60 pfennigs. Then I went in somewhere and sold it. With the money, I bought 2 brushes and sold them and so on. Within 6 months, I had a backpack full of brushes and I was known as Hugo Brush of Munich. I went from house to house and slowly built up a clientele. I sold bed linen, later carpets, and it's the same today.
You can never forget it. The old Germans were the worst. The young ones? I won't say anything about them. We had contact with them after the war, when we were 17 and 18. Some of them were our good friends. We were simply glad it was all over and that we'd survived. We never talked about the concentration camp. We were just glad we'd got out and that we were back with our families. Today, if he had his way, my son would emigrate. Why didn't you emigrate as soon as you could? He asks. But where can you emigrate without languages and when you can earn a living in Germany?
There wasn't much contact. The Germans kept their distance. Grüß Gott. Auf Wiedersehen. Then I bought a caravan, drove down to Murnau, and rented a place at the campsite. I was there for 18 years, but there was no contact. Hugo the Gypsy's here, people used to say, but it didn't interest me. I was through with these people. I had a lot of visitors, family. It was a grand time. But I had no contact to neighbors. One day, after 17 years, someone came and said, Hugo, could you light a fire for me? It was raining. I lit a fire in no time and said, see, you should have asked the gypsy earlier. Gypsies know all about lighting fires. One day I didn't go back. I sold my caravan and just stayed away. I could never talk about it. I always had a lump in my throat. I simply couldn't. But since talking about it for the first time in 1993, the lump has gone. Only when something out of the ordinary happens, something that I find unjust, the lump's there in my throat again. But I want to talk about it, and I'm glad that I can. My nerves have been through a lot. As long as I live, I want to tell people what my family went through. I still can't understand it today.